Hello, hello, and good afternoon to you. Hope that you all are having a great day. Normally, I would take questions. It's a Talk Back Tuesday, but I'm going to answer a question that was given before because this is recorded, and I could not be in today, had to be out of town, so let's get right to it, okay? Question was asked of me concerning elders in the church. The idea is, Tim, if you have an elder and their wife dies, how does that reflect upon the qualifications of elders as given in the Bible? There are two passages in the Bible that refer to the qualifications of elders. That's 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1. In order for us to avoid redundancy and not waste time repeating the same things, all we have to do is look at one of these passages in order to get the teaching that is pertinent to this question. Can somebody remain an elder if the wife dies? Or other particular questions about the qualifications of elders. So in Titus chapter 1, and beginning at verse 5, Paul tells Titus, I left you in Crete that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. Therefore, if a church is lacking elders, it is lacking before the eyes of God, and they need to work on that. Verse 6 says, and this is the main one, if a man be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination. Another translation may say riot or unruly. But we're not looking so much at the children here, although I'll bring them into the mix, as we are the question of the wife, the husband of one wife. If someone asks the question, and this is how I understand the question that was given to me, a man has a wife, and then as he serves the Lord in the church, as an elder, she dies. Well, what of that situation? What happens to him in his service to God? Should you say to the man, you're no longer qualified, therefore you must step down? Should you say to the man, don't worry about it, keep on serving the Lord? Exactly what is there from the Lord in this situation? What advice is there divinely given from God? It's a perfectly legitimate question. However, not all questions are very easily answered. And let me present to you some things that'll open your mind up a little bit, perhaps, get you to consider that you may not have thought about all the possible situations here. A man is qualified to serve as an elder in God's church. God expects there to be elders in his church. He is not held to be in bad reputation, but instead is a family man, and people see that it would be good for him to be an elder in God's church. He is appointed, therefore, as an elder, and as time goes on, something happens. Let's say an accident happens, and his wife dies. Should you turn around to that man and say, well, all right, you're no longer an elder now, as per Titus chapter 1, verse 6? If you were to say that, then let me paint for you another situation, because in that very same verse, it mentions children, doesn't it? Let's say that the man and his wife, nothing happens to her, but as time goes on, of course, children get to where they can go about and drive and get out of the house and all that. And his children are out on the road one day, there's an accident, and they die. Can he keep on serving as an elder? He doesn't have children anymore. So can he serve as an elder? Most people would say, yeah, he had faithful children when he was appointed. Therefore, I don't really have a problem with that. Oh, well, just because he had believing children at that time, and you turn right around and you say, well, that no longer is the case, but you understand it was the case. Well, how is that any different from the wife? So in other words, if you're going to be consistent in that kind of belief, then you're going to have to ask those people as well to step down. Or if any other particular of their situation, apart from the matter of character, happens to them in their domestic situation, you'd have to ask them to step down. This is something that I'm not prepared to say. If I were to say so, then I would be afraid of making a law where God has not spoken. And you might ask, and this would be another auxiliary question or something to go along with it, why has God not spoken with regard to this? I cannot answer that question. It is evidently a detail that is not needed. Otherwise, God would speak with regard to it. I do know that when God does not speak with regard to something, and we cannot give a definite form or line of reasoning, which is according to logic and common sense, that the Lord expects us to operate within the realm of wisdom and to prayerfully consider our course of action and do those things that are prudent in His sight and in keeping with all the other verses. So you look at that situation and you say, well, what does God want me to do since He only gives so many details? The answer that I would have here is that there is a certain approach to looking at the Bible verses. One way you can look at it is to say, the passage is saying, if he is a family man, he is to have these certain qualities about him. I do not look at the passage that way. David Lipscomb looked at it that way, for example, back many years ago, and he was a very conservative preacher, but he took liberties with God's word. The Bible doesn't say, if a man be in a family, then he is to have these following characteristics. The Bible says a bishop or elder must be. There, another way to look at the passage is to say that the passage gives every single present condition that must exist with that elder, and that this kind of condition has no variance with it whatsoever. This is also something, because of the previous example I gave, that I'm not really prepared to say. A man is to be apt to teach if he is an elder, right? Let's say that the man loses his hearing, loses his voice. There are any number of physical ailments that might have a bearing upon that man, but he does not lose his mind. Is that man therefore no longer fit to serve? Let's say that the man does become feeble and the mind does grow a little bit dull with age, but he still has within him all the fortitude and character and the necessary things to intermix and intermingle with the children of God. When are you going to say, oh, well, man, you can't be an elder anymore? Who's clamoring for him to step down then? And that's not even a domestic qualification. That has to do with his own personal health. How bad off does a fellow have to get before you're going to say, well, you can't teach or do this or do that in God's church? You can't be a good worker, therefore you're going to have to step down. You're going to tell him when that can be? You're making an awful lot of rules here, my friend. Awful lot of detail on something that's given in the Bible in a very generic or general way. Likewise with the domestic qualifications. I can see what kind of man he is when he becomes an elder. And if something else happens in the course of the time that he serves, then I am not prepared to say, I'm going to make a law that says you've got to do this or you've got to do that. I am not saying that if I were an elder in God's church, and I'm not, but if I were an elder, I'm not saying if my wife died, I wouldn't step down. I don't see any situation where I would not step down. You say, well, you're trying to defend the position, Tim, and now you say you'd step down. Why? It's simply because of this. Not because God's word, I feel, would compel me to step down. The reason I would do so is because if you look in Titus 1 and 1 Timothy chapter 3, there are examples of what a wife should be for the elders and deacons. If their wives have to fulfill certain qualifications as well, then the existence of a wife, I personally feel, is not something that qualified for you just to become an elder, but is something that helps maintain you as an elder. What allows a man to elder without worrying too much about domestic things? What allows a man to function personally and help other people? Is it not because he himself is personally helped? That he himself is personally not so much guided. I don't want to give people the she elder complex here, but he personally has companionship that frees him up in life to make wiser and more thoughtful decisions. You take the wife out of the mix, and anything that she brought to the table by virtue of her fulfilling her qualifications. Read 1 Timothy 3. No time to get into it right now, but that would adversely affect what the man has always been used to. He may have been used to the children being out of his home for many years. That's not going to adversely affect what happens to him as an elder, but it may very much adversely affect him when he loses that wife and his ability to elder. But that's a personal decision he's going to have to make. If the church comes along and says, we're going to make the decision for you, you're no longer an elder, my friends, how are you not just inviting trouble? And show me the passage. you're going to be sorely disappointed if you try to look in the Bible and find it anywhere else rather than Titus chapter 1 and verse 6 or 1 Timothy chapter 3. Those are the only passages under consideration. And that's the only thing said about it. Husband of one wife, you have to use common sense, you have to use logic, and then have as consistent a position as you possibly can. So would I step up and say to the person, you've got to step down? No. Would I find it practical for me myself to continue? If I were in that situation, I would not be able to continue. No, I wouldn't think that I could continue to serve. But each individual church, each individual person is going to have to make that decision. And thank you very much for the question, and won't you tune in again tomorrow after the Noonday News and Reports.